This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial in toll free here and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, and it's brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. We also invite you to join us via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Connect with us that way, and you will sound much better, typically, than you would if you were to call us on the phone. The we tonight includes me, Ian.
And Mark.
And a suspiciously absent Chris Cantwell. I don't know where he's at. Hopefully he's all right. We'll let you know as we discover more about his whereabouts. Normally he joins us here on Wednesday nights. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Ebola continues to be in the news. There's yet another infection. Apparently, what are up to now? Three confirmed cases? Is that right, Mark?
I believe that's the case.
And one of the latest cases is a nurse.
Right. And apparently she's one of the ones that was in the team that was taking care of this guy that came over with Ebola.
Oh, dear.
And she's getting married, so she traveled to Ohio to plan her wedding.
Okay.
Now she's sick. Now, that means she's come in contact through sort of commercial means, commercial travel with a lot of people. Ebola doesn't happen the same way that AIDS does or something. Or every disease is different. This isn't airborne. Not to say that AIDS is airborne, but it's much more like AIDS than, say, the common cold. So I don't know how much danger everybody's in, but I bet the people are very worried.
Chris Cantwell is joining us now. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Good to have you back here. ChristopherCantwell.com. Go ahead, Mark. So we're talking about the nurse who has come down with Ebola.
Yeah, so she traveled, and the CDC is not happy about that. Apparently, now they're going to be watching everybody who's taking care of somebody with Ebola to make sure they don't travel.
That sort of sounds like a good idea.
Well, it sort of does and it sort of doesn't to me. So I'm happy to discuss this, right? Like, I get why the CDC should be handling this by locking down travel for these people. However, they failed at doing it in the first place. So, right? Like, you lose. But the other point is that once they can tell somebody that they can't travel because they're sick, then they can tell everybody they can't travel for basically whatever reason they want.
But wait a minute. What you were saying is that they're telling people they can't travel if they've been around someone who's sick.
Right.
So it's not just that someone who's got Ebola is quarantined. You're saying they're talking about quarantining everyone who contacts that person?
I think that it's to some level of contact. These people were supposed to, on the medical team, were supposed to be self-regulating.
And what level of quarantine are we talking about? No travel. Does that mean that you can't go home? That you have to stay in the hospital?
Just commercial travel.
You can't
get on an airplane or something.
You can't get on a bus.
I don't know about a taxi. Bus, planes, trains, that kind of thing.
Okay. Hmm.
So let's go here.
Now, this would require, I would presume, you're going to give us more information, but this would require, I presume, self-reporting, right? Because...
Well, that's what was supposed to be going on before.
Yeah.
So now we have to have the CDC travel police put in place, right?
That sounds pretty scary to me.
I mean, it's a good thing that the Department of Homeland Security bought up all that ammunition in the past, because now we have to have a whole new policing force, the one that makes sure that doctors and family members of Ebola patients don't travel.
It does seem to me like it's the beginning of, it's a power grab, if you will, right? It's an expansion of government power. But at the same time, I mean, it wouldn't be the first time that we've seen people quarantined in the United States.
No.
Right? I mean, they've done this before. I mean, when George Bush was in office, he was talking about the military, the Defense Department, managing a quarantine zone for the bird flu, you know, and it wouldn't surprise me to see it get a whole lot worse. I had actually written about, you know, how free society can handle something like Ebola or some other viral outbreak, and, you know, talked about it a little bit, that it seems to me that there's a good reason to disincentivize somebody from traveling if they're going to be sick, right? There's a good reason to do that, and I don't like the government doing it because that's scary. And
well, they're
going to
use guns. They're going to use guns to disincentivize that travel. I have not read your article yet, Chris Cantwell. I read the one before that, which I enjoyed, over at ChristopherCantwell.com. But what, you know, how do you not use guns in this case? What is the way for the marketplace to disincentivize one from traveling?
I imagine that in the absence of the state, that it would have something to do with your insurance, that you could lose your insurance policy, your protection policy, or health insurance, whatever it was, if you were going to go around and, you know, travel and risk infecting other people. Additionally, in the case of something like Ebola, as Mark was saying earlier, it's not like it's highly contagious that it's going to go travel through the air and infect an entire area or something like that. So in that case, I mean, really, respect for other people's property rights, you know, is enough to solve this problem, right? So if I find out that people are getting sick from Ebola in my neighborhood, and I'm going to say, well, sick people, please don't come to my house. And if you do, I will shoot you.
Well, and also, I guess the property rights could also extend to an employment contract, right, to where this is a nurse. She should have followed certain rules, and she didn't. They could make it so that, you know, she could be held liable, or she, like you said, she wouldn't be covered by
insurance. She'd be fired and lose her final paycheck, final paychecks, whatever it might be. That would provide a certain level of incentive. I can understand why this lady wanted to go do her wedding planning. I mean, this is a big event, and many women get, you know, the bridezilla thing. That meme doesn't exist for no reason at all. So, I mean, she was motivated to do her wedding planning. When you're dealing with healthcare workers that are dealing with things like Ebola, they probably should get something like battle pay. I don't know exactly what it is, but they probably should get some higher level of compensation.
You get your Ebola bonus?
Right. Somebody who's wiping noses at the pediatrician's office.
I think that there would be some extra compensation in line for that. You know, if I were doing whatever I was doing and somebody was like, hey, can you go clean up this deadly bodily fluid from this person? I'd be like, you know, I'm not saying I won't do it, but, you know, maybe a little overtime, something, time and a half. I don't know.
Well, maybe
could somebody give me the CDC's, Ebola flamethrower to take care of the bodily fluids first.
Maybe there could be some sort of Ebola resort, you know, like a Club Med for people that are under quarantine. Does quarantine have to be a bad time, I guess? You know, could quarantine be made more fun?
Yeah, you know, you have like a quarantine party, right. You know, like everybody who has Ebola, come hang out at my house and we'll, you know, drink antiseptic.
But seriously, though, they are talking about restricting people's movement here, Mark. Is there more that you can share?
Well, let me start sharing. Yeah. I've just sort of outlined the story. The second Dallas healthcare worker who was found to have the Ebola virus should not have boarded a commercial jet Monday, health officials say, because she had helped care for Ebola patient Thomas Eric Duncan, and because another...
Who has died, as I understand it.
Yep. Sorry to hear that. Has been diagnosed with Ebola. The worker was not allowed to travel on a commercial plane with other people, said Dr. Frieden, director of the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The worker had a temperature of 99.5 before she boarded the flight, he said. Healthcare workers who had been exposed to Duncan were undergoing self-monitoring. They were allowed to travel, but not on commercial airplane with other people. Moving forward, the CDC will ensure that no one else in such a situation travels outside of a closed environment. The worker is Amber Vinson, 29, a nurse at Texas Health Presbyterian Hospital in Dallas. She was confirmed to have Ebola overnight. Now she will be transferred from Dallas Hospital to Emory University Hospital in Atlanta, which successfully treated two other patients and is now treating a third, a male healthcare worker who is infected in Sierra Leone. Now, 99.5 could indicate you're running a fever. It's kind of warm, but I run hot anyway. I tend to, whenever my temperature's taken, I tend to be above the normal. And I think that's good. It's kept me relatively thin most of my life. I'm just burning a few more extra calories than the average person. But it sounds like this lady made a bad choice. I think this is a very difficult and sticky situation. I'm not prepared to just come down and say, this is tyranny. Get ready for the FEMA camps. They're coming after us and restricting travel.
That's what somebody called the show a couple weeks ago to say. Maybe they were onto something.
The other thing, have you guys talked at all about like Ebola medications, that there are actually drugs out there that cure Ebola.
There's supposedly no cure for Ebola.
There are drugs in research, right? And they actually gave them to some people. Some Ebola patients were given a thing called ZMAP, and they did recover after taking it. And there were tests in monkeys. I had written about it. And Barack Obama got on television and said, well, it might be premature to release this medication for marketing and production.
Yeah, God knows a bunch of poor people in Africa would not want to try this if they've got Ebola.
Are holding it back.
Exactly.
Right? There's more coming up here in moments. 855-453. You take control here. Share your thoughts. Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom. And with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938, 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited here to take control of the airwaves. The proposal on the table, apparently, is quarantine. the CDC saying that people who have contacted people with Ebola may be restricted in their travel. How they will be accomplishing that, I'm not exactly sure. Mark will give us more information here, but if you'd like to share your thoughts, you're welcome to do so here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. And if you've been thinking about getting some Bitcoin, or maybe one of the alternatives to Bitcoin, like Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, Dogecoin, all of them are available through ExpressCoin.com. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're also a licensed money services business, so they've jumped through those federal hoops so they can make it as easy as possible for you to get a hold of Bitcoin. Go to ExpressCoin.com. You can use your smartphone, actually. They've got an app. You don't have to use your smartphone, but they've got an app for those of you that would prefer that. You can use it from the United States and Canada and send out a money order, check, wire transfer, or even make a deposit at a local credit union that has shared branching. And get your Bitcoin within usually about a business day. Coupon code FTL actually allows you to get up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency with no fee at all. Normally when you transfer one currency to another, there's a transfer fee involved in that. But if you use code FTL at ExpressCoin.com, there is no fee. Now, you go over $40, then there's a very small fee. It's 3% last time I looked, and that was the best fee I've ever seen in the Bitcoin business. So go to ExpressCoin.com. Once again, ExpressCoin.com. Don't forget code FTL. As we continue here, Mark, you're sharing us a story, and I don't recall what the source was.
CNN.
CNN. Reporting on the nurse who has allegedly come down with Ebola. She apparently got herself on an airplane, and that was breaking protocol, and they're saying she should have known better.
Moving forward, the CDC will ensure that no one else in such a situation travels outside of a closed environment.
No one else in such a situation, meaning anyone who comes in contact with an Ebola patient?
I don't know what it means, Ian. I have no clue. I mean, does it mean that somebody who's a nurse, because doctors doesn't apply to? I don't know precisely what they're saying here, but I do know that the CDC is claiming that they will stop people from traveling on public transportation.
I think in most cases, probably telling them, hey, you're not allowed to travel, probably will suffice with most
people. That's kind of what happened with this lady.
Right. They told her not to travel, and she traveled anyway.
That's what they told her, that she would be self-regulating as to whether or not she, you know, however she handled herself. But, she made a choice that seems bad. She had a temperature of 99.5 and decided that she would get on the plane. Mm-hmm. And there's 138 people who are on this, 132 passengers that are on that plane with her. And supposedly she wasn't exhibiting any signs, and the Ebola virus is not contagious before symptoms set in.
Right.
So all those are kind of interesting. I guess she flew from Dallas-Fort Worth to Cleveland a week ago. So,
in theory, everyone on that plane should be okay.
But they are going to interview every single one of them, mm-hmm. is what the claim is.
Okay.
So, in a sign of growing concerns about Ebola, President Barack Obama canceled trips to New Jersey and Connecticut on Wednesday to convene a meeting at the White House of cabinet agencies coordinating government's response to the outbreak.
Oh, boy, that's what we need.
If he's so concerned about it, then why is he having the FDA prevent the marketing and production of Ebola medications?
If it just saves one life, Chris Cantwell, we can't have people taking unproven medications. They could die.
Right. Or if they don't get the medication, they could die of Ebola.
Well, right. That's the standard argument, though, for the FDA, is that if it just saves one life. But what about all the people who die
thousands
waiting?
Of people dying from Ebola. I mean, it's not like a 50% Ebola, fatality rate.
Yeah, but not just Ebola, but just all kinds of medication. I mean, this is a much bigger issue than just Ebola. The FDA and their regulatory process is incredibly burdensome on the industry and burdensome on the individual who may be suffering from some sort of, you know, incurable or horrific disease, painful disease, who they're being told, oh, well, we're working on this. We've got this new thing that's been developed.
But 17 years from now, it might be out.
Yeah, maybe in another decade, if you're still here, it'll get through the process, it'll be approved, and you'll be able to pay a bunch of money to take it. Whereas in a more free marketplace, they would be able to not, they wouldn't even have to pay to take it. They could sign on as a tester of this product. They basically say, look, I'm dying, I'm terminally ill, I've got this problem, I've got Ebola, I've got whatever. I'm willing to take whatever you want to give me, Doc, and then, you know, sign on. I can't, you know, count me in.
Yeah, there are some estimates that upwards of a million people are going to become infected with Ebola in West Africa. And in a free market, those people are customers, you know. Mm. And at a 50% fatality rate, you can imagine that your product might fetch kind of a high price, you know. Not that, you know, people are... not that everybody in West Africa is exceedingly rich, but you know, people are willing to pay for life-saving medical treatment.
If I thought that there was an opportunity to give some money to somebody that might save their life in West Africa, you know, maybe I'd pay for some dosage here. That would be interesting. But I think that what people should be allowed to do, especially, I mean, this is I'm talking about the one step that seems real clear and obvious the FDA can make, is if somebody is suffering from a likely or quite potentially fatal illness, that we just let them go ahead, you know, drug companies go ahead and inform them that this is a drug trial. We don't know. We're trying to create a drug that might be helpful. You know, I mean, if you lose 10 people in some kind of Ebola test whose eyes are bugging out of their head from some poisonous drug or whatever, I mean, how many people were going to die anyway?
Yes, lousy advertising for your product, and then other people don't want to buy it.
Mm. Yeah, indeed. Those people should be able to make a decision. Yeah.
That's right. In this is actually from Wikipedia, but in an experiment published in a 2014 paper, 21 rhesus macaque monkeys were infected with the Kikwit Congolese variant of Ebola virus. Three primates in the control arm were given a non-functional antibody, and the 18 in the treatment arm were divided into three groups of six. All primates in the treatment arm received three doses of ZMAP, spaced 3 days apart. The first treatment group received its first dose on the third day after being infected, the second group on the fourth day after being infected, and the third group on the fifth day after being infected. All primates in the control group died. All 18 primates in the treatment arm survived. Wow. The developer went on to show that ZMAP inhibits replication of the Guinean strain of Ebola virus in cell cultures.
Wow, so, that's huge.
Yeah, that's huge.
It's
every
huge
single
test.
Yeah. So there were a few doses of this that were available, and they have been given to patients. I believe, and I don't have the source in front of me here, but I believe that all but one of the people who were treated with this ZMAP were actually cured, that they recovered at least, right?
Interesting.
And so the problem, though, is that only a few doses were, like, created, right? The FDA is holding up. They've been working on this for a number of years, and there was like a dozen doses available, and they were given to patients in the United States, and I believe there was a patient in the UK as well, and a few in West Africa, and now they're completely out of this drug. And now to produce it over time, it takes time to produce it. It actually is grown inside a tobacco plant somehow. I forget exactly.
So do you think that, they could, okay, so it's going to take time to produce it. In theory, though, could they produce more and just give it away in Africa, since that, in theory, would not be under the regulation of the FDA?
Well, they're an American company, is my understanding of it. That's why Barack Obama has some say in the matter. And by the way, why would they give it away? I mean, they put millions of dollars of research into the thing. I understand, you know, it would be really nice if we go and save all these people. But the other thing is that just now, even people getting infected or spreading it in the United States, well, if they had allowed them to create this product in the first place, right, if you gave them a market incentive to create it, that, hey, you can sell it to customers, well, then maybe they'd have a few more doses lying around, and we wouldn't care who traveled with Ebola. You just go stop by the CVS and pick up the cure on your way home from work.
Toll-free number, 855-453. You take control here on Free Talk Live. Doctors, Slam and the CBC, come up.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Hey, you guys remember when the first Ebola case hit here in the United States, the CDC made some sort of really just overreaching statement, this overconfident statement about how Ebola stopping here in the United States. We are going to put a stop to this. It will not be spreading anywhere. Apparently, now there are 3 confirmed cases. One of them's passed away already, but so I guess 2 remaining who have come down with Ebola, the Ebola virus.
Are you implying that the CDC is not good at its job?
That's what I'm suggesting. And in fact, here from LouRockwell.com, there's a little piece on their blog, actually originally from Washington's blog, that has a few different points where doctors are in a little bit of a disagreement with the CDC on a few different things. We'll share that with you coming up here in moments. Your calls and thoughts are also welcome. And you can join us via Skype at username lrn.fm. And so before we do that, though, I want to tell you about ProXPN. Because if you care about online privacy, you need to take steps to protect it. And ProXPN can help you with that. And it's pretty easy. You just go to proxpn.com/FTL. Download their app. It's free. for Windows, Macintosh, iOS devices, Android devices, even Linux users. Setup's a little different on Linux, but it's actually pretty easy to get rolling there. Your internet service provider right now, if you're not using ProXPN, is probably saving everything that you do online, all your surfing history. And they may be keeping that information for several years in some cases. So you can put a stop to that by going to proxpn.com/FTL tonight and getting started. You can also use our promo code FTL50 to save 50% off the price of their annual account, which, by the way, is good for the lifetime of the account, that discount. And it breaks the price down to around $5 per month. Now, if that's not cheap enough, just use code FTLBTC and pay with Bitcoin. You'll save 62% off that annual account price. So go to proxpn.com/FTL. With that premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent and get past regionally blocked websites. ProXPN also does not keep records of your online habits at all. And you get it all with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. proxpn.com/FTL. Promo codes are FTL50 and FTLBTC. Get a great discount on privacy that is priceless. More here about the Ebola response. LouRockwell.com reposting something from Washington's blog saying that healthcare experts throughout the United States are strongly criticizing the Centers for Disease Control for its handling of Ebola. For example, they say, here's a few bullet points for you, infectious disease experts say the CDC is blaming nurses for their exposure to Ebola when the CDC has given faulty instructions on how to handle Ebola patients. Many doctors say the CDC has given false reassurances and underplayed the severity of the disease. Public health experts also criticize the CDC's statement that any hospital in the United States can handle an Ebola patient. Experts also criticize the CDC for failing to encourage the buddy system for healthcare workers treating Ebola patients and for including other common sense protocols for containing infection. And nurses are calling the CDC hypocrites for saying that cloth masks and goggles are sufficient, while the CDC's own personnel wear respirators and full hazardous material suits when visiting hospitals with Ebola patients.
Mm.
So do as we say, not as we do, apparently, with these people.
I'm picturing the image of, like, people with, you know, just a cloth mask, and then they're just standing there as the guys come in the full hazmat suits and respirators, and they're like, I don't think I should be here.
That's a shock. I'm sure that's a shock to the system. So there's a few different points. I'll post the full this blog post on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter. You can dig into each one of those because there's citations and, you know, articles where you can learn more about that. So your comments are welcome. They don't have to be Ebola related. You can bring up anything that's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. So also in other news, there's some crazy news actually out of the city of Houston, and I had not heard about this until I actually saw it thanks to one of our listeners. Thanks to Uncle Gonzo for submitting it to the front page of freetalklive.com. That's where you can go and you can submit content. Other listeners can vote it up if they like, vote down if they don't. And then we'll know what you appreciate, what you think is good for us to talk about on the air. This one has to do with restrictions on, well, apparently the idea was to make it so that there would be, people could share bathrooms or something like that, that, you know, the men could go into women's bathrooms, women could go into men's bathrooms, but somehow that has turned into attacking pastors and demanding they turn over their sermons. This is a bizarre story from FoxNews.com, where the city of Houston has issued subpoenas demanding a group of pastors turn over any sermons dealing with homosexuality, gender identity, or Annis Parker, the city's first openly lesbian mayor. And those ministers who fail to comply could be held in contempt of court. Quote, the city's subpoena of sermons and other pastoral communications is both needless and unprecedented, according to the Alliance Defending Freedom. Their attorney, Christina Holcomb, said in a statement, quote, the city council and its attorneys are engaging in an inquisition designed to stifle any critique.
That's what it sounds exactly like.
Of its actions. ADF is a nationally known law firm specializing in religious liberty cases and is representing 5 Houston pastors. They filed a motion in Harris County Court to stop these subpoenas, arguing they're overbroad, unduly burdensome, harassing, and vexatious. Political and social commentary says their attorney is not a crime. It is protected by the First Amendment. The subpoenas are just the latest twist in an ongoing saga over Houston's new non-discrimination ordinance. The law, among other things, will allow men to use the ladies' room and vice versa. The city council approved the law in June. Houston Chronicle reported opponents of the ordinance launched a petition drive that gathered more than 50,000 signatures, far more than the 17,000 some required to put a referendum on the ballot. However, the Houston city threw out the petition in August over alleged irregularities. After opponents of the bathroom bill filed a lawsuit, the city's attorneys responded by issuing subpoenas against the pastors.
I'm surprised the feminists didn't go bats over that.
What, the bathroom thing?
Yeah. Going into the ladies' room?
Yeah, there's a lot of controversy over a bill like that, for sure.
This is it's a touchy subject on both sides, because the men's bathroom is a place where women can't go. And, I mean, that's clearly, it's written on the door, discrimination, right? Like, mm-hmm. That's sexual discrimination written right on the door. And so you have this kind of situation.
And for their own safety, by the way. I don't know if I want women in the men's room.
What are you worried about if women come into the men's room?
I don't know. I've been in some pretty bad men's rooms.
Well, I don't know what's I don't recommend this either. I think this is, you know, I think that the sort of the women and men bathroom thing is a pretty silly conversation.
I wouldn't mind trying to watch a woman try to use a urinal, though. I think that would be interesting.
I'm sure there's a video of it on the internet.
It can be done. Yeah. It,
we don't need to video. See it in real life.
I'm going to Google it when I get home. I don't want to see it. I'm sure there is a video.
Yeah.
But I think that there's
at least video of women peeing standing up, and it's possible. Right. It'll be done.
There's a small percentage.
With a man underneath them.
No. No, not that kind of video.
There's a small percentage of people that are, you know, it's difficult for them to use the right bathroom, right? Like, they've got gender dysphoria, and they're trying to figure out which bathroom that they should use or whatever.
Yeah.
It would seem to me that they should pick the bathroom to which they look like they belong, in which they look like they belong the most.
Right.
It's a little subjective. Just pick the one you belong, look like you belong the most, go into a stall, close the door.
Right, and usually it's not like if you go into the wrong bathroom, it's not as if there's a SWAT team that comes out. I mean, you know, if I walked into a ladies' room, I might get some shrieks, you know. But generally speaking, if you just say, well, which bathroom should I be going into, and you're having trouble making a decision in mm-hmm. front of it, I mean, you know, come on, what did you dress up as that day?
Just go in. Get it done. Yeah, no, I'm with you there. But yeah, certainly, this is definitely a societal issue. That's certainly, it's aside from what's happening in Houston now with the pastors being demanded that they turn over sermons. This is bizarre.
That's really troubling.
Disturbing. Really? And even, you know, we got the atheist in the studio here with us tonight. Chris Canwell is with us, and even he is disturbed.
Yeah, I love giving, you know, religion a hard time, but the guns of the state going in and demanding that they turn over sermons, like, hey, we need to prescreen your religious teachings. I don't think that that's a really sound strategy for dealing with the problem.
Hey guys, if you're into fantasy football, you've got to check out FanDuel.com. At FanDuel, you play in one-week fantasy football leagues for real money with immediate cash payouts. You only play when you want, and you can change your team any week. FanDuel is paying out over $10 million every week this season. And right now, FanDuel is giving you up to $200 free. That's right. For every dollar you deposit, FanDuel will match it up to $200. Just go to FanDuel.com, click the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter code FOOTBALL70. FANDUEL.com. Code FOOTBALL, the number 70.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here. Bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. I want to talk more about what this anti-discrimination ordinance in Houston was all about, because the news that made me aware of it was the headline about how the city of Houston has demanded that pastors there turn over sermons, reportedly sermons that would be about homosexuality, gender identity, or Annis Parker, the city's first openly lesbian mayor. And the story over at Fox News says that ministers who fail to comply could be held in contempt of court. They are now filing a countersuit to stop those subpoenas, demanding that they basically be put on hold. Hey, you know, we're not going to do this. This is crazy, crazy violation of our right to free speech.
This is nuts.
Yeah, this is really nuts. But the, you know, the nutsness began with this anti-discrimination ordinance. So I want to talk more about that coming up here in moments. Your calls are welcome as well. If you are in Houston and you can bring this, bring us up to speed, you know, let us know what's going on the ground there. Because apparently this anti-discrimination ordinance passed several months ago. It's about half a year that it's been in effect now. It's also been challenged in court. And when it was challenged in court, that's when these subpoenas came out demanding that they hand over their sermons. So share with us your thoughts at 855-453. With you tonight, it's Ian here.
Chris.
And Mark.
ChristopherCantwell.com is Chris's website. Go and check it out there. He's been blogging. He did a piece recently about Ebola and how that might be handled in the free market. Let's go to the phones and the fun, though. Pete is on the line in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Pete.
Hey, how you doing?
Pete, what's on your mind?
You know, I had another topic, but I just heard what you were saying, and I decided, you know what, I'm going to change the subject because it's more important. Okay, as a conservative pastor in this area, I'll tell you, you know, I used to live a few miles away from Houston, Texas, and I'll tell you, man, that pisses me off that they think that they can bully us, and yet they're going to say, oh, don't bully, don't be a hate monger. You know, the faggots are the biggest bully in the entire world.
Well, that's not a very nice thing to say. That's an insulting term for people. That's the equivalent of saying the N-word on the airwaves. And
they're worthy of death. That's exactly what they are. The pilgrims.
Wow, you're a sick. You're a sick man. You
Why do you want to kill somebody over?
Too, baby.
What do you want to kill somebody over who they decide to sleep with?
Why? Because why don't you read Leviticus 18:22 or Galatians 6:7 or I think it's Galatians 5:17.
Well, you can pick whatever Bronze Age religious text you want to live.
Once you read Harry Potter page 23, I'm telling you.
why don't I just make some crap up and go killing people over it? I mean, come on. You know as well as I do, this is some stuff made up over people who didn't have running water.
Well, you know what? There's nothing wrong with that. The same standards, black and white. What's wrong is wrong. What the King James says is wrong.
What is wrong with loving somebody?
Initiating force on somebody else is what's wrong, and that's what you're proposing.
Who would Jesus kill? I'd like to know that.
But, you know, see, you know, you always use that as your...
Excuse me, Pete. Who would Jesus kill?
Well, you know, who is he going to judge, and who is he going to throw into hell for eternity? And that's one of the classes of people.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? So Jesus wouldn't kill anybody. He just let you burn in hell for all of eternity if you disagreed with his dad.
Why do we change the word from sodomite to gay? It's sodomite. You know, any and
everybody. Not everybody who's gay is involved.
Clearly, you haven't changed the word.
The same type of sexual behavior.
That's a
being
lie.
Gay is about being attracted to somebody who's the same gender as you. So many of the people. That's a lie.
Hey, why don't you look at the 1972?
Have you ever met any gay people?
All the time, you know, but I don't support it. If it's wrong.
Do you insult them and tell them to their face that you think they should die?
I was the only person with a sign at that parade protesting their godlessness.
Which parade is that?
The Long Beach one, you know.
There was like a gay pride parade, and you went there with a sign, and there was nobody out there supporting your message. That's so weird. I would figure that, like, you know, like if you went out and were like, hey, kill the gay people at, like, the gay pride parade, I figured you'd be, like, the coolest guy in town. Like, everybody would want to hang out with you. Did you, like, put deodorant on that day, or what happened?
Come find about God's love for me.
You're sick, Pete.
The fact is, if you don't take a stand against you, you're equally guilty in front of Almighty God.
You know what?
Burn me up, Pete.
Your God can send me to hell because I would never want to be around his evil ass.
But I mean, he's—I sort of like, you know, part of what he's saying here. He's like, if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem, right? And you know, hey, I can almost get down with that. I just, you know, I don't understand why you want to kill gay people, but you know, it sounds like you have some convictions at least, and that's you know, the one positive thing I've found about you. Trying to find the best in people. I'm trying to be more like Ian now.
That's a good
know?
Thing. That's a good. There's really not that much that's good about Pete. He's just a nasty character who's been calling the show off and on over time.
Is he pugnacious?
Pugnacious.
That's the one that you. Okay.
This
okay.
is the guy who's ask you this. Constantly advocating killing people.
If you're wrong, does that mean that about God's condemnation of gay people? Does that mean that your knee will bow and that your tongue will confess that that it's not a damnable lie that gay people won't make it to heaven or something like that?
Everybody, regardless if they want to or not, is going to have to, and that includes you, Mark and Ian. You know,
he's going
to
have
like
to what?
It, so what? You know, guy, you're going to bow. You're going to be humbled.
Thanks for the call.
Well, your imaginary world is very interesting, but I do not have any expectation of having to bow before some god that's going to send people to hell for acting the way that he created them to act.
But we still don't want to send the guns of the state after you, Pete, so, you know.
All the best.
You've got that going for you.
Well, we'll just let Pete display to the whole world who he is. And
it sounds to me like Pete's a lonely guy. That like
sure
Pete goes to the gay pride parade with a sign that's against him, and he's all by himself, and he's like, why isn't this working for me? And he's all confused, and he's like, well, at least they'll be dealt with after they die.
You know,
it's the only constellation that he has about his miserable life.
You've always got to wonder about people like Pete, right? Because there's so many stories of, like, the politicians who out on Front Street, they're always yelling about how terrible gay people are, but then they're secretly meeting with guys in the bathroom and playing footsie underneath the stall and, you know, doing who knows what with their congressional aides.
I saw a great film, and I forget the name of it. I want to say religious, but that was Bill Maher. This was by, I think, Nancy Pelosi's daughter put out this thing where, you know, just making fun of religion and stuff like that. And they had all these
Nancy,
different
Nancy
things.
Nancy Pelosi Catholic?
What's that?
Nancy Pelosi's Catholic.
I mean, she probably says that she is. It helps her win elections and stuff like that.
That doesn't mean her daughter is.
That's true.
She's a liberal, right? So, you know, I don't think that there's a great deal of, I don't know, whatever. But in any case, so she has this thing, and, like, there's this guy who's, you see the video of him, you know, preaching against the homosexuals, and then the next frame is the news article about him getting caught with, like, a teenage boy in a bathroom, you know, and it just happens all the time. And it's like, they say that, like, the people who are most, like, stirred up about that probably, if you showed them some gay porn, would probably get erect faster than anybody, you know. And it
could be,
you know.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I just always got to wonder about those people, the people who scream the loudest about those issues. What are they really trying to hide from inside themselves? 855-450-FREE. So you can share your thoughts on whatever's on your mind here. And now I think people like Pete should be free to discriminate. And that, you know, we come back around to this discussion about this anti-discrimination thing, this ordinance that's been passed in Houston. We haven't even really touched on that yet. I want to get into it here coming up in hour number two. We'll get deeper into that. But in theory, you know, the liberty ideal says that people who are as scumbags, as scummy as Pete should be able to open his own business. And Pete should be able to
I don't think
order.
Pete's scummy. I think he is simply misled. Like, somebody gave him a rule book, and he's following the rule book. I tend to question the rule book itself, but I don't question, like, he's just following
the rules.
Somebody
who's out there advocating killing people's a scumbag. I'm sorry.
I'm pretty sure he's a scumbag even if, like, he didn't. Like, if tomorrow, you know, Pete listened to, like, you know, his 500th episode of Free Talk Live and was like, wow, why should it be such a hateful monger or whatever? Mm-hmm. I think he'd probably still be a scumbag. Like, I imagine his interpersonal relationships aren't so hot, you know? Like, do you think that Pete has a hot wife? Do you think that his wife is, like, really pretty and he's really successful in the world? Like, I kind of doubt it.
You know what? I thought about asking Pete to send us a picture. He said there was, like, some sort of picture of him at this parade, right, with the sign. I would love to see what that looked like.
Yeah, I imagine it would be a terrible sight. He's probably radically overweight.
I don't want to go out on a limb. Who knows? Who knows about Pete, what he looks like? But I know on the inside he's an ugly, ugly man who it's really sad. And he should be embarrassed about what he said there. Our toll-free number again is 855-453. So what happened in Houston? They passed this anti-discrimination ordinance. Now they're demanding that pastors in Houston hand over their sermons, and if the sermons have anything to do with homosexuality, gender identity, or Annis Parker, the city's first openly lesbian mayor, the pastors, five of them in this case, have hooked up with the ADF, and they have brought a countersuit in an attempt to stop this. I want to talk more about what's happening with both the pastors and this anti-discrimination suit, because as despicable as people like Pete are, they should be free to speak their horribleness. Don't be killing anybody or hurting anybody. You can talk about it if you want.
It's entertaining.
We'll come back with more. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. But I think Pete should be able to run his own business and keep out whoever he wants to keep out. And I should be able to talk about it and share how much of an a-hole he is. Free Talk Live.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 8989.
Nothing compares to a good cup of coffee. But if you're getting your coffee from the store, you're likely not getting a good cup of coffee. Free Talk Live's teamed up with BuzzBox to bring you a free pound of the best coffee, shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is that for every 10 people that get coffee through our link, coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. When the loan's paid, we lend the money again. Help others, one cup at a time, coffee.freetalklive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.